Return of the Crocs. That afternoon there was a stir when Lash and Coca, both with shining eyes and glowing leather, reappeared together. They weren't alone. Gently held in Coca's jaws were 20 little crocodiles, all newly hatched and cute as blazes. "This planet constantly amazes," said the happy mom. "We never saw so many fish and frogs as in the Crotian rivers and the oceans. All day the waters swarm with tasty bugs that go ashore at night in one big mass migration to gobble up the vegetation. By dawn they're back, all fat and doubly nutritious, numerous as krill, full of chlorophyll, and just delicious." Said Lash, "We want to tell you we've decided to remain on Crow. Habitat is everything to Crocs, and Crotian waters are a vast lunchbox for us and all our sons and daughters. So now we have to catch the tide, but thanks to all of you, and to the Mention and the Crows, and to the U.S. taxpayers who underwrote our ride. Please send our love and greetings to our families and friends in Yo, but now we have to go." And as the delegation waved goodbyes and wiped their eyes, the Crocs climbed down into the old abandoned transportation system underground and swam away. And never were they seen again by men.